A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. This Thursday, July the 14th, 2016. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Round Table, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the continued national and international protests, some of them being spearheaded by women against the continued decline of the economy and government's misrule. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can call us on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 13860 and 15460 kilohertz, the shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. But ladies, as you know out there, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina che madzimai musakanganwe.
Always seen lobo mama linga kosho. Nisi kona njalo ebule njini. We are on the web on voazimbabwe.com, lobanjalo ku voashona.com, lobanjalo ku voandebele.com. Linga kutwa njalo kuti sikona siya streamer live ku Facebook. Ku Facebook page yetu eti voandebele, kumbenjalo voashona, kumbenjalo voastudio7.
Yes, like what PJ said, don't forget that we are now live streaming. So if you haven't liked our page, please hurry and like our page so you can join in the conversation. Like our VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and Studio 7 Live Talk. And you can join in the conversation right now as we live stream.
Fellow citizens, Ivan Mawarire here. Once again, Rujinjiro, Zimbabwe. Just to say thank you, Ndino Tenda Shukuru, for showing the unity, kuratidza kubatana of our country. Well done, and thank you, Ndino Tenda. I know paninyaya dzakawanda dzimwe dziri kufamba, you know, that Mawarire may not be safe. Vamwe vari kuti haana kuchengetedzeka, ari kupi achiri mupenyu here. I just thought I would assure you that ndingoti moyo yenyigadzikane kuti I am safe, ndakachengetedzeka, I am okay. And my safety is in the citizens. Kuchengetedzeka kwangu kunowanika muruzhinji rweZimbabwe. Ndo zvandakaona nezuro izvozvo. Vanhu vakauya kucourt, vaiuya kuzondiona kujeri, vakaswera varipo pacourt, the people that were coming to see me in the cells, those that came to court, that were outside, that were inside. That is the safety of every citizen.
My name is Thokozani Kupe. I am the vice president of the Movement for Democratic Change, which is led by Dr. Morgan Richard Tsvangirai. As the MDC women, we have started a campaign which is called Beat the Pot Campaign. We are going to be demonstrating against hunger and poverty because we are saying, as we speak right now, poverty wears the face of a woman. Hunger wears the face of a woman. The women in their homes have pots, but they have nothing to cook in those pots. So we are going to be going out there beating the pots to register our displeasure to Robert Gabriel Mugabe and ZANU-PF to say, as the women of Zimbabwe, they have let us down in the last 36 years. Half of the food which is consumed in the whole country comes from a woman's hand. Women are creators of wealth. Women constitute 52% of the population. Half of the food consumed in the country comes from a woman's hand. Women are creators of wealth. And yet, women are the ones who carry the burden at the end of the day. And yet, women are the ones who are hungry. When children are hungry at home, they don't call on their dads. They say, "Mommy, mommy, I am hungry." This is why, as the women of Zimbabwe, have decided to rise up and stand up and say, enough is enough. We cannot postpone hunger any longer. Our pots are empty in our homes. So we are going to be going out there to hit the pots, so that we demonstrate to Mugabe's government to say we are not happy about what is happening. Our stomachs are empty, and therefore we cannot hold on any longer. Mugabe and ZANU-PF have let us down in the last 36 years. So as the women, we are saying, Mugabe and ZANU-PF does not have any political nor moral authority to remain in power a day longer. And these demonstrations are going to make sure that Mugabe and ZANU-PF are sent packing, because they cannot stay any day longer after what women are going through in terms of hunger and poverty. My ANDC,
Welcome. Tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the continued national and international protests, some of them being spearheaded by women against the continued decline of the economy and government misrule. What are your views on the issue, PJ?
And Zimbabweans in the country and outside say they are pushing forward with peaceful protests to signal their displeasure at government misrule and the continued deterioration of the economy. Although today's call for a second day of stayaways by Pastor Ivan Mawarire seemed subdued to the MDCT Women's Assembly says it will hold a Beat the Pot campaign Saturday to signal their disdain at what is happening in the country, Mav.
Yes, PJ, yesterday Zimbabweans and the international community witnessed solidarity against, you know, gathering at the Rotorua in support of Pastor Ivan Mawarire of the This Flag campaign, who was detained for a night and was released yesterday. Let's hear a little bit of what he said upon his release.
Kubatana, Mariva Pitre, Jacanata, Nakutinga, muri kuvaka ndeva na venyu. Vabai muchivaka. Musarega. Vari vakuitwe zvakanaka.
PJ, interestingly, that was there, Pastor Ivan Mawarire, speaking just after being released. And there's also a young lady who was at that event, and she gives us her own personal account of what happened yesterday.
My name is Maureen Kademaunga. I'm a human rights activist, a proponent for change, and also an ordinary Zimbabwean citizen. Yesterday, people converged at the court, numbers, multitudes, you know, in solidarity with Pastor Ivan Mawarire, who was arrested as one of the men who has been victimized since the successful stay away of July the 6th. And the reason why people came and converged in solidarity is that we understand that these incarcerations and also the violent clampdown that happened on the same day, July 6th, by the government, are just efforts to deter the rising Zimbabwean masses that are saying that enough is enough. What it means for me, the convergence yesterday at the court, numbers were huge. I don't want to lie to you. And the atmosphere there was electric, as if change is just, you know, by the corner. And that is the feeling that every Zimbabwean has right now. And it's good that we have come to the realization that together we can do more as a united people. No matter, you know, which political party you come from, which church you come from, which social status you might have, we have just realized that our problems are bigger than the smallness of our politics.
What role did you see women playing at yesterday's event? And then just moving forward, what role do you see women playing in such movements?
Young women, especially, yesterday I noticed that young women were there in their numbers, unafraid, because the biggest thing that has betrayed us in the past is the, you know, the element of fear. But I did not see that yesterday. I saw a people who are hopeful, a people with a spirit of triumph, and who believe that if we push just a little bit more, we're going to see the change that we want. These young women from different walks of life, those that I spoke to and those that I already know, are people who are coming because of the challenges that we face in our, you know, day-to-day life. You know, as I always say, the young woman and the woman in general is the face of poverty. We bear the brunt of this governance and economic crisis because we have small babies to feed. We have small children to send to school. Ourselves, for those who are still trying to build their careers, we need to go to school. We are unable to pay for tertiary education. And in the event that you manage to go to tertiary education, you still come to graduate and they're not able to get a job because there are no jobs.
We heard there from Maureen Kademaunga, who is an activist in Harare, and she was at the Rotten Row yesterday when Pastor Ivan Mawarire was released, PJ.
Yeah, I know that you've got some other people that are lined up, but I just want to acknowledge Dorcas Wowe. She's a women activist. Yeah, we worked together in Zimbabwe, and now she just visited us in the studio, and I'm sure she will tell us more. Welcome to our program, Dorcas.
Thank you very much, PJ. I appreciate the invitation.
We'll talk some more about the subject in hand. Marv, you can continue with the tips.
Yes, PJ, we would like to welcome you, Mrs. Hove, here at Studio 7. But PJ, it's not everyone who is in support of Pastor Ivan Mawarire's efforts. Let's hear from a lady who's based in the UK. She says, you know, she has her own view on what's going on in Zimbabwe.
My name is Kerina Mujati. I think many people, they know me because of the recent ongoings in Zimbabwe. There's a perception in our Zimbabwean politics that when you belong to a political organization, you are just supposed to go along with it. And some of these people were shouting at me, screaming names at me on Facebook right now. They just know me maybe last week because I said my opinion about Ivan Mawarire. And I've been doing this campaign about my party and the government to be accountable since the time after 2018. I started writing about corruption after 2018 election because of what happened with Obet Mpofu's banks. I could see it's wrong. I do have family who lives in Zimbabwe. I do have my parents who live in Zimbabwe. They're experiencing these challenges.
And at the end of the day, yes, I support ZANU-PF. I'm not just a blind supporter. I'm not just a blind follower. And I think if my party had tried to listen to what I was saying, writing, to the extent that at some point they were treason and blasphemous charges leveled against me, maybe we shouldn't be here where we are.
What exactly did you write about Pastor Ivan Mawarire that got so much backlash from people?
I was questioning his motive. I was questioning his motive because you don't tell me that. You just catch something. You want people to stay away in their homes, and you are not engaging those people you are mourning and complaining about. That was my post. And because to me, it was just like a non-event, because even Mawarire, he didn't have like a team of negotiators or advocates to act on behalf of the nation so that they can take their plea to the government to say, look here, we voted for you. You are in charge of our nation. We gave you a mandate to make sure that you protect us as a citizen. That's what I was condemning. To say, what did you achieve today? Yes, you stayed away. And the president has not said anything. Nobody is saying anything about this stay away. So how can you measure your success? That was my point.
That there, PJ, was Kerina Mujati. She is a member of ZANU-PF, and she was just giving us her view on what's been going on in Zimbabwe.
Yeah. Siyalamukela kuhlelo lethu asihluzeni bomama ku Studio 7 Voice of America sikhona pa eWashington DC. Udaba isiluhluzayo lamhlanje lubanzi ngolokutshengisela insolo kaZulu odabuka eZimbabwe. Kungaba phakathi kweZimbabwe abatshengiselayo ngokungayi emsebenzini abatshengiselayo kulomunye umkhankaso osusungulwe ngunkosazana Thokozani Khuphi owe MDCT yokuthiwa ngeyokutshaya imbiza. Beat the pause. Yikho ke kule mikhankaso eminenginengi eminye la yesungulwe ngumfundisi Ivan Mawarire, omunye osungulwe ngabomkhankaso wetha jamuka sesijikile. Yonke imikhankaso yokusola kukaZulu okwenzakala eZimbabwe, isimo esikhona eZimbabwe esendlala esokungatholakali kwemisebenzi lokunye okunenginengi. Njalo kube leminye njalo imikhankaso yokutshengisela kwele South Africa, kwele Bilitane izolo eSouth Africa lamhlanje. Khona lapha eMelika baqoqa okunye okutshengisela njalo khona lapha eDC.
Aiwa PJ, nasa ndisi kutaura zvakawanda. Rungoti tiri kutarisa kuratidzira kuri kuitwa munyika. Nekune dzimwewo nyika, takanyanyotarisa mabasa ari kubatwa nemadzimai. Tisataenderera mberi PJ, tinoona kuti MDCT yati iyo iri kuronga Beat the Pot campaigns, kana kuti rova mapoto. Campaign yekuratidza kusafara kwavo nekurara kuri kuita vana vane nzara muZimbabwe. Asa ndisi kutaura zvakawanda, ndisi kutaura kwandaita PJ. Tombo kwazisana nemunyarikani wedu. Ari muno mustudio vatitsika pano bazuva rakanaka rikadai
tokugamuchirai mai hove.
Thank you.
Nkosi yazi hove ulauya kubona okwenzakalayo eZimbabwe umbono wako.
Yes, it's a very sad story in Zimbabwe. It's really, really sad. It's paining all of us, whether you're in Zimbabwe or outside Zimbabwe. We are all feeling the pinch. I do appreciate all the various campaigns because we are together. We are one in this. It's the end result that we are agitating for. Enough is enough. Whether it's Beat the Pots, whether it's this flag, Sesi Jigileta, Jamuka, and many others, we are looking at the same end goal, which is enough is enough. We need a change. We need the change that we're looking forward to at independence when we were all celebrating. Everyone was smiling. We were united. And we hoped that 36 years on, we would be totally free. But what are we seeing? For me, Beat the Pot campaign and others are really saying enough is enough. They are all a means to the same end. Zimbabweans have had enough of abuse of power, suppression, trampling on people's rights, human rights, women's rights, everyone's rights, company closures leading up to massive unemployment, collapse of the economy, shortage of real money in the banks, banning of importation of certain goods and the pending introduction of bond notes. That is the last straw that has broken people's backs. Enough is enough. Civil servants cannot have salaries. Mm. How can that be? How is it that some parastatal executives can get excessive loans when employees are not being paid a living wage? We are told of $100. $100. Mm. That's an insult to humanity. These are dedicated professionals. We've got teachers. We've got nurses. We need them so that we can curb the influx of the very forex that we don't have going out of the country. Look at what is happening. Those that are in charge, where are their children? They are outside, overseas studying. But when you and I send our children overseas, we are called the diasporans. We are called all sorts of names. Yeah, they are this, they are that. We also are Zimbabweans. We need freedom to express our pain. We need freedom. I mean, I work in the gender media sector, communication sector, as a woman's rights activist, human rights activist. I want everyone to have a voice. When a stomach is empty, I don't have to say, hey, I'm hungry. The stomach grumbles.
That's so true. I think, Mrs. Obey, if I may just come in there and say, that's exactly what Mrs. Thokozani Kupe was saying. Ms. Thokozani Kupe, she was saying it's because the stomachs are hungry. Now we want to beat the pots.
Yes.
But on that note, I know you're very passionate, but we're going to come back to you. We would like to take our caller, one of the organizers of a protest that's scheduled for Saturday here in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the program, Mashingi Mangwiro.
Thank you, Marvelous, for having me on your program.
Tell us a little bit about what you are planning for this protest. Where exactly will it be held and what's it in aid of?
Okay, so we, just given everything that's been going on back home in Zimbabwe, and, you know, starting with the This Flag campaign, now it's the POTS campaign, just different initiatives have been going on. Mm-hmm. But we just felt like we as Zimbabweans, especially in the United States, have not been taking a stand, have not been standing in solidarity with our fellow brothers and sisters back home. Mm-hmm. So we thought this was the time to just coordinate ourselves, rally ourselves up, and stand in solidarity, you know, with the rest of Zimbabwe to protest against, you know, the things that the previous speaker was talking about. It's just a failed regime. People don't have medical care, school, you know, teachers are not being paid, civil servants are not being paid. People are literally starving. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even my own parents, you know, it's very difficult to even imagine what they would do without the support that we provide to them, you know, every month that's coming from the diaspora. And you imagine people who don't have relatives or anyone to give them that aid, what happens to those people? So I think, you know, enough is enough. The message has been echoed over and over again in the past couple of months. Enough is enough. We're tired of just the abuse of power, the corruption, the poverty. We just want our voice to be heard. And it's actually very insulting that given everything that's been going on, we have not heard anything from our leaders, just to even address us or acknowledge what's been going on.
Mr. Shingi Mangwira, if I may just come in there, this seems like a very, very emotional topic today. So we have so many callers that are lined up, so I'm going to have to drop you. As much as I want to hear more about what you're planning, but thank you very much for being on our program. Tinobvunzwa kune vari ku South Africa kuti zvavo zvavakaita zvakafamba sei. Tinokutenda Shingi. Hello, Isabel.
Hello.
Ehe, mungatitsananguro kuti imi taona muchiratidzira nhasi ku Pretoria zvafamba sei semadzimai.
Semadzimai izvara nhasi taratidzira ku Pretoria ku embassy. Tichitaura kuti isusu tiri kujamuka, tiri kuti zvakwana. Tamboedza kushingirira asi zvazoramba. Tichiratidzira nokuda kwema issues akati wandei. Kune nyaya yenzara. Nzara, not just nzara yephysical food. Asi nzara yekuti dai tatongo zvakanaka. Nzara yekuti dai taregedza kuramba tichihama dzedu nesuwo vacho tavharirwa nhasi. Mangwana pamwe mabuditswa, mangwana pamwe hamuna. Nzara yekuti hatina kana mishonga muzvipatara. Asi unotoona first family, bona nemhuri yake, vari kuenda nemwana kuskero kuSingapore, kunge muZimbabwe musina makliniki. Nzara yacho yanyanya and tati enough is just enough. Musi Saturday, tishanga tishitorowa mapoto kuno ku South Africa, ku consulate, ku Mujobik. Tishirowa mapoto, tishiratidzira nyaya yenzara iyo yandikutaura nezvayo. Zvana nasitaita demonstration yedu ku embassy. Ende yafamba zvakanaka kwanga kwakazara zvisingaite uye vanhu vauya vakatikazoendesa memorandum yedu ku embassy yatorwa ne embassy official akatata anosvitsa kune vakuru vake asi munyaya imomo tanchingotaura the same issues dzatatichiratidzira nadzo even last week patakaita demonstration yedu consulate kuti isusu tirikuchema ne statutory instrument 64 tirikuchema nekuvharirwa kuri kuitwa hama dzedu munhingirikeni nehurumende yamugabi tirikuchema nekuti hurumende yacho iri kuramba ichingovapo tirikuchema nekuti macivil servants haasi kupiwa mari tirikuchema zvichemo zvacho zvawanda asi hurumende yacho haisi kana kumbotiona haisi kana kutombotipa ketesi yekuti ehoi tazvinzwa tichaedza kudai asi ndinotoona kuti zviri nani vasati tinyeperi nekuti vakada kuti tinyepera zvinenge zvichingova pachena nezuro chaiye Ivan Mawarire mukuru we this flag anga akavharirwa vanhu vakaswera the whole day kusvikira zobudiswa manheru asi vatogadzira fresh charges avari kudawo munhingirikina avari kudawo kumucharge with again ndokujanyirirwa kwatirikuramba tichiitwa sevanhu vemuZimbabwe and tirikuti enough is enough izvezvi kune vanhu 24 vakavharirwa
kuMiss Monzora. Nasi zora chona rakati omei nekuti madzimai vari kuda kupinda pachirongwa vakati one day saka ndakutomboti tunotenda matipa zviri kuitika ku South Africa titsvage tinzwewo kune vamwe PJ today seems to be a very exciting day because we have people that are really lined up that want to be on the program but I think you know we can get our in-house guest to say just a little bit but in brief I know you're very passionate about what's going on. If you can comment
isindebele kodwa kade.
Yes.
Okay. Indlala iyasikhulumela yodwa. Ungazwisisi sasithi kurukurukuru. Mina umlomo uyabuvalekile kodwa isiso sizikhulumela. Ezindlini lapha uma mhlana kulendlala kuyaliwa. Omama sazi ukuthi kuthiwa bathini ngoba kathi bazathini uma uvele kungela lutho. Obaba imsebenza isekho. Iunemployment angazi ukuthi sifike ngapi iningi labantu abasasebenzi abaphandle abantwana abasebenza emazweni bazama ukuthi baphile la impilo yabo ngapho baphinde bathumezele ekhaya yimali ethathwayo ekhaya isiyathenga izinto ngabanye abantu abale power umuntu kazana kakulalutha lizuza yeshop imtengo yezinto isikhuphuke lokhano ukuthi vele asisanelisi bese kuthiwa kule bani ban of importation of goods ezabantu abami ukuthi ngiyefaka ukudleni eziko sekutshela ukuthi hayi awufanele ukuthi ulethe so many kgs of ichukela liyazi ukuthi esintwini imuli yami ayisimuli yami yodwa kulabazalwana kulabo omza wami kulabo gogo kulabo bani ngiyachathekela wonke umuntu so ungangithi 2 kg uthi ngiyise ngapi
yeah hayi kuyezwakala sivile.
PJ nasi aiwa ndina zvakawanda zvandingataure nekuti vari kuda kupinda muchirongwa vakati one day tine vari kuronga zvemusangano vari kuNew York vachange vachiratidzira tine vamwezve vari kuAtlanta pari zvino handisi kuzoti ndiani ari paline asi tichangoti makadi henyu
makadi henyu.
Awo ndisisi Savannah madamombe vari kuNew York. Ehe, nguva yedu yatidyana neimbijana Savannah saka tichatongoti muti gagaga. Titsanangureyo kuti kuNew York muri kuronga zvipi?
No problem. So kuno kuNew York ka tiri kuronga kuti musi wa 20 musi wa 21. Tichange tiri paembassy musi wa Thursday next week. Vanhu vari kudemanda. This is not organized by me, it's by the people for the people. So we just want to tap into the pulse, the heartbeat of who we are as Zimbabweans abroad.
I'm going to have to ask you to hold on, Savannah. We're going to migrate. We are actually live streaming, so you can join us online. But stay on the line because we'll speak to you on our streaming, which will be coming onto you in a few minutes. But we'd like to thank our in-house guest, Mrs. Hove, who is very passionate, and we're excited to have her in the program today. So join us as we live stream on www.voazimbabwe.com and also on all our Facebook platforms. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye saying stay tuned.
I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.